I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christianity thrives in southern Nigeria, but the northern part of the country is another story. When Boko Haram came on the scene in 2009, they were the biggest threat to Nigerian Christians. Since then, we've seen Fulani herdsmen, the Islamic State, and others rise against believers. TWR's Joshua Irondi shares why there's so much opposition to the gospel.
There is a force trying to take over in this place and silence Christianity, which we believe, as the Lord lives, that's not going to happen.
TWR's broadcast ministry blankets the country with hope. Pray for gospel workers as they continue to follow Christ despite difficulty.
Pray that God will continue to promote the gospel, provide resources to make this work move to places that we have not reached yet.
Then, fears of a repeat attack run high today following last week's suicide bombing at a Greek Orthodox church in Damascus. Nuna with Triumph at Mercy Lebanon tells us,
it was a big tragedy for all of them. This is a church I know, a convent where my husband and I used to also stay when we visit Syria. So I know very well the community there.
Over 24 people died and scores were wounded when a lone gunman opened fire in the sanctuary, then detonated an explosive belt. This marks the first known suicide bombing targeting a church in Syria since rebel groups ousted former President Bashar al-Assad in December. Persecution is on the rise in Syria. Ask God to empower believers as he did the first church.
We want to have that same boldness. The first Christians were going to lions and then they still went for their mission.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.